For now, officials with UTA say they can't confirm if the derailment was due to operator error or some sort of mechanical problem. But UTA spokesman Remy Barron says each train has a data recorder, like a black box in a plane, which records the commands the operator gave the train.
How fast the train was going, and, you know, how fast it was accelerating, and that sort of thing.
Barron says they also have a lot of video footage to look over. And Barron says they gave the driver a drug and alcohol screening, which is routine, but those results have not come back yet.
And the operator's now on leave until we find out what's going on.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.